The probe continues.
Fox's Kevin Cork. And Jersey City police teaming up with Amazon to try and catch thieves swiping holiday packages. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Gulf Coast Supply, now offering stamped metal roofing systems. Call them today at 694-6695.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. More good news today with lots of sunshine again, a little warmer, still below normal, but a high temperature of 57 is better. Tonight, increasing clouds, not as cold, overnight low 43. Tomorrow, high temperature near 60, a cloudy day, chance of an afternoon shower. Then showers become likely and maybe a few thunderstorms tomorrow night into Friday. Low tomorrow night, 52, Friday's high 56, and then on Saturday. With a high in the upper 50s and partly sunny skies, there could be an isolated shower somewhere in the area. Nice day Sunday, high near 60. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank is where they have what it takes for you to live your best life, your prime life. As they celebrate 60 years of serving the local area, you get the gifts of free checking and amazing service. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A family in Demopolis is in mourning after a 9-year-old girl took her own life. They say she was bullied and that it was racially motivated. Her mother says a group of her classmates taunted her with racist comments. A man has been charged with murder in connection with the shooting that led to a teen's hit-and-run death earlier this month in Montgomery. 19-year-old Terrence Webster is charged with reckless murder. He is now being held on $150,000 bond. And former U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions spoke at the Montgomery Area Chamber of Commerce's annual meeting Tuesday. He says he is not thinking about running for an elected position at this time. He also joked about the controversy surrounding his time working in the Trump administration. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Sweet Creek Farm Market is where you'll find the largest selection of pecans and pecan products in town. Unique gifts and candles made in Alabama, paired with Sweet Creek's sweet treats, make for a perfect gift. Select your favorites for a customized gift basket. Sweet Creek Farm Market is a unique local treasure, and they're happy to help you ship your gifts anywhere in the nation. Sweet Creek Farm Market, 2 miles south of Taylor Road and Highway 231 in Pike Road.
Mr. Sandman. Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah. For a lot of us, this season is the happiest time of the year, but it can also be the most stressful. An uncomfortable, wore-out mattress makes it harder to fall asleep and stay asleep. Mr. Sandman has the largest selection of mattresses in the region and normally the lowest prices on what we offer. We also have a good selection of nice pillows, including latex, memory foam, lavender scented, and others. We carry a vast selection of metal beds and headboards always on sale. We offer the nicest $299 queen mattresses around, up to the very finest latex, memory foam, and hybrids. We stock most of what we sell for fast pickup or delivery. This month, I'm closing out a number of fabulous sets from Serta, Jameson, Restonic. We also have several nice powerless chairs to liquidate. A fabulous gift for many older folks. Our $25 memory foam pillow makes a wonderful present for young folks and will really improve their sleep. Voted this region's favorite mattress store 18 years, locally owned in Montgomery and Millbrook, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Happy birthday, Jesus.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is the River Region's home for healthy pet foods and supplies, and it's a refreshing alternative to that big box store experience. Instead, 4 Healthy Pets offers high-quality products that include premium kibbles and canned foods. 4 Healthy Pets strives to find products made and sourced right here in the USA. 4 Healthy Pets is located on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University, in the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. If you have any questions, you can check them out online, 4HealthyPetsOnline.com. 4 Healthy Pets, 4 Healthy Pets.
Don't miss the first ever old-fashioned Christmas celebration at Kickback Ranch and Event Center. This festive event for the whole family takes place Sunday, December 16th between 2 and 7 p.m. Come tell Santa all of your Christmas wishes. Warm your hands around the bonfire and enjoy food trucks, hot apple cider face painting, and Christmas lights galore. That's Sunday, December 16th at Kickback Ranch and Event Center, located just off Highway 331 South in Raymer. For more information, visit Kickback Ranch.
Hey!
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Now's the time to prepare for winter driving with Pete Long Life Universal Premixed Antifreeze and Coolant on sale for $8.99 a gallon after $6 mail-in rebate at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Get maximum freeze protection for your car's engine with Pete Long Life Universal Premixed Antifreeze and Coolant at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment? Like the rowing machine. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
This is not the Rascal Flatts version. Don't change the channel. Stay with us. And if we ever do play the Rascal Flatts version, you have my permission never to listen again.
That's Dave Mowry in the studio. Jack will be back tomorrow. I guess he forgot when he said he was going to come in today. It was his birthday.
How are you doing?
I'm good. Surprise! It's Wednesday. I'm here.
And special occasions.
Right.
That's Jack's birthday.
Yeah, it's Jack's birthday. Jack's not here, but I'm here.
Special occasions are special occasions, Dave.
It's true. Doesn't matter who's here. That's right.
So happy birthday, Mr. Campbell. We won't say how old he's turning.
F. Jackson Campbell the 7th.
Yeah, that F stands for Frank.
It stands for future mayor of Montgomery.
That's exactly what it stands for. Exactly what it stands for. That's why he can't be here on his birthday. He didn't want to say anything that could knock him out of the running. Our number 272-9228. I am going to run a poll on that, believe it or not, the second week of January.
Hey. So. Now you know if you get a phone call, it's from Barron. He's conducting it personally.
I will personally be on the phone. Mr. Smith? Mr. Smith, are you going to plan to vote? I got the biggest news story of the day. The absolute biggest news story of the day. This was sent to me by a local elected official who shall remain nameless. A business which got a fair amount of free press on this station, the Lucky 7 Massage up in Wetumpka.
Hey, hey.
It's got a new name and new owners and hopefully a new mission. It is now the Panda Foot and Body Massage. I don't know why Panda. The Panda Foot. If you remember the Lucky 7, let's just say there were two or three members of this radio audience that personally scouted the Lucky 7 to determine whether or not nefarious activities were taking place up there.
They were only there to find out how to get away from there, though.
What do you mean?
Nothing. Just saying, like, why are you here? I'm only here to find out how to get away from here.
Oh, well, this place, this new place sounds like it's a legitimate business. So I hope it stays that way. Biggest story of the day, right there. Second biggest story of the day, Steph Curry says the moon landing was faked.
Well?
I don't know why we're trying to make a big deal out
although
of this.
Although I do like the fact that, like, Steph on some podcast says that it's fake, and NASA's like, I mean, you want a tour of the facility? You're like, you know, you're like, we did a lot of this aerospace crap, like, you know, right here, like, down the road from you.
Yeah.
You can come there, or next time you're in Houston, like, we can show you. You know, like, it's just funny, like...
So you're not a believer that it was faked?
No. Okay. I mean, you know...
You're one of those
I can make the case either way. But I think it would be great. Like, can you imagine having the level of fame of Steph Curry, who makes an offhand remark about, I'm not convinced that it was real, and NASA is like, hey, we show you, dog.
Yeah, but you can't. They're not going to take him to the moon.
I mean, they might.
They could.
What if Elon Musk does?
Well, maybe he will. But I'm saying anything you show me on Earth could have been fake.
Oh, I know.
You got to show me the moon.
Now, have you seen the thing where the Chinese are hollering going to the dark side of the moon?
Yes, I saw that. I saw where the
good
Russians,
luck with that.
I saw where the
You'll
Russians
never hear anything more out of that after they get vaporized by the aliens that live on the back there.
I saw that where the Russians said they were going to go to the moon to determine whether we actually went to the moon. Now, can you imagine the hubbub if the Russians get up there and like, nothing here?
But they were gonna go, but their technology hasn't caught up to where ours was in 1970.
Hey,
and so they're
either
just
has ours.
Oh, I know.
Either has ours.
Allegedly.
That's why we haven't been back since camera technology improved.
Allegedly.
I don't know. I go back and forth on this.
I do too.
To be honest with you. There are days I am 100% convinced we went to the moon.
Have you ever seen, there's a movie, O.J. Simpson's in it, and they fake a Mars landing.
Huh?
And there's always been the theory that like they got the plot from that movie after Kubrick faked the moon landing for him.
Oh, I see.
So then they made a movie about faking a Mars, you know. Yeah.
Capricorn 1?
Yes.
I looked it up.
That was quick.
James Brolin, Sam Waterston, and O.J. Simpson.
Yeah.
About to launch into space on the first mission to Mars. Mechanical failure services that would kill the three men. NASA removes them from the capsule. To prevent a public outcry, NASA launches the capsule unmanned and requires the astronauts to film fake mission footage in a studio. The plan is compromised when an ambitious journalist discovers the conspiracy.
I don't remember all that. You know, in like the
movie. Well, listen, this doesn't sound like the best of movies.
It's pretty good.
Really?
Yeah. In the mid-late 90s, like, I guess a lot of those movies probably came into, like, maybe not public domain, but, like, the rights to not broadcast them expired or something, because TBS and TNT used to show, like, wild movies like that late at night. That, Soylent Green, like, the Parallax View, like, I watched all those movies.
The one where they made the ship disappear? That was always on TV. Something conspiracy. Philadelphia
Experiment?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Well, you know, that's, like, there's a whole thing about that,
yeah,
right?
I know.
That's, like, time travel.
But the movie was great.
Yeah.
But it was always on. It was the same little genre.
Yeah.
I go back and forth. There are days I'm 100% convinced we went to the moon. There are days I'm pretty much convinced we didn't. Not that Steph Curry's going to change my mind one way or the other.
No?
But NASA...
Davidson College graduate, Steph Curry?
Yeah. Did he graduate?
I think so.
I think he left after 3 years.
Yeah, either way. You know Davidson is like Huntington.
Oh, yeah, I mean...
It's like tiny.
Oh, yeah, a little bitty school.
Yeah.
Hard to get into. I knew a guy I went to law school with a guy who went to Davidson. His name was Mike Kaplan. You would have thought he went to like Yale.
Yeah, oh yeah.
The way he talked about Davidson.
Davidson.
Oh man. I'd never heard of it. This was pre-Steph Curry.
I had never heard of it. I didn't remember that Steph went there, and then I was working out of Huntersville, which is like 10 miles from Davidson, and that's my youngest son's actual first name. So I went up there and bought him a bunch of swag.
Oh, Davidson?
Yeah. So now he's like, yeah, I got a school, dog.
Yeah. No, I'd never heard of it, and my friend Mike, he was always talking about, Davidson, we did the Davidson. And I said, Mike, what the hell's Davidson? You've never heard of Davidson?
Right.
And I was like, no, bro. I
nah, bro.
And then Steph Curry came along, and now everybody's heard of it, and they think it's like some basketball clinic or something.
Right.
Who just hung up? I was just about to hit the button. People get so impatient.
Seriously.
So impatient.
Just, you know, it's hump day. Like, you know, just ease into it. Talk a little conspiracy, you know, talk a little small colleges from North Carolina. And,
we'll
you know,
get to the news.
Eventually we'll get to some news, maybe.
I promise you we're getting there.
Maybe.
And if we don't, we don't.
That's right. We might start talking cooking.
I could make a good case that we didn't go to the moon.
Oh, easily.
Like on the...
Yeah.
And not just my go-to, we hadn't gone back.
Right. No, there's much easier ways to... I mean, there's a lot of evidence.
I love when the Chinese had that news release a couple years ago. We covered it on the air when they were like, no way in hell we can get to the moon. You know, it's too complex. And we got up there essentially with a Casio watch. Yeah, stuff like
slide
that.
Slide rules.
Yes. and an abacus. Stuff like that makes me convinced we
didn't
back
when people could add, Baron.
Have you been to the Space and Rocket Center in Huntsville and you look up and you see what allegedly...
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I'm having one of those days.
Where the rocket looks like the slide that was the rocket that was on every playground in the 70s.
Right.
It's like that slide, but bigger.
And we'll be back.
We're going to watch it from space.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Martha Ray's Florist has been helping the River Region celebrate special occasions for 67 years. They have arrangements and gift baskets for every occasion, anniversaries, birthdays, congratulations, and condolences. Order from Martha Ray's. Plants, flowers, gift baskets, and more. Meet the new management and find out why Martha Ray's Florist has been Montgomery's local florist since 1951. Call them at 262-1991 or browse your many options online at MarthaRaysFlorist.com.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Hey, River Region, Dave Ramsey here. The thing about Christmas is it's the same time every year. This means you have absolutely no excuse not to plan ahead and budget for gifts. I recommend you visit my friends at Southern Homes and Gardens, Alabama's premier Christmas store. Southern Homes and Gardens is locally owned and operated for over 38 years, and they carry a huge variety of long-lasting, lifelike Christmas trees, always 50% off. You can also get gorgeous poinsettias and holiday greenhouse favorites for your gift buying. They have a wide selection of budget-friendly pre-wrapped gifts, plus an endless selection of store-wide gift specials, up to 50% off and on-site personalization. Choose from exquisite decor and hundreds of ornaments. So visit Southern Homes and Gardens today. Call 334-387-0440. Or visit SouthernHomesAndGardens.com. Tell them Dave sent you.
During the season of travel and buying gifts, AutoSave has your back. Educators and administration in Autauga and Elmore County can save on all tires and automotive services. Each of you are valued by AutoSave because of your services every day. Use your personalized discount card you received and come see us today. Merry Christmas and thanks for all you do.
Now's the time to prepare for winter driving with Pete Long Life Universal Premixed Antifreeze and Coolant on sale for $8.99 a gallon after $6 mail-in rebate at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Get maximum freeze protection for your car's engine with Pete Long Life Universal Premixed Antifreeze and Coolant at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment? Like the rowing machine. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Ah, folks, this is Rusty. If you've got your mind on your money and your money on your mind, you'll love the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings at 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
We'll be right back.
minutes after 9 o'clock.
The very funky Lenny Kravitz.
I love Lenny Kravitz. He's underrated.
You don't agree?
No, I do.
He's diverse.
Oh, I was...
He's got so much different sound.
I didn't actually meet him, but I was...
But you met a guy with dreads?
Well, no,
that
yes.
played rock and roll?
Yes. That looked cooler than anyone I've ever seen in my life.
And
I think you'd go blind if you were in his actual presence. Like, I mean, look at how cool he looks right here.
Oh, no. I mean... Lenny Kravitz is incredible.
No, I was checking into a hotel in a larger city than Montgomery, and I was like, just, we were like...
What, Jackson,
waiting,
Mississippi?
And, yes. Birmingham. Dothan. No.
Macon, Georgia?
But there was like this folio, like stacked on the, like where you check in. Like, I mean, it was like, I swear it was like, how, that's about 2 inches,
yeah,
right?
Probably.
I'm holding my fingers.
Ladies, it's 4 inches.
Yeah, exactly. It's 8. But, and it, I was like, what? And, you know, and they were like, just a minute, we're like, there's a guest that needs to check out. And like, I looked at the folio, Lenny Kravitz.
No.
Had like 2 inches of paper. Like, just for his, and he'd been there for like 3 days.
Are you serious?
That was all his charges.
Oh, no. I wish I could do that.
I know, right?
I need Lenny Kravitz money. No, I'm serious. If Lenny Kravitz walked in, he's a superstar.
You might go blind.
You might.
I mean.
Who knows what kind of accessories he's
these
wearing.
Scarves and, you know. Yeah.
It's, all right, let's get to some news. 272-9228 if you want to get in.
Barron has a stack of paper that's not as thick as the folio of Lenny Kravitz's hotel charges that I saw.
No, but it's enough news.
Enough news, but I'm telling you, this thing was like twice or three times that.
And I've already pulled out the Lucky 7 story and the moon landing.
That's right. See? Don't say we don't cover news.
We cover news. Donald Trump, the first president in history to have a prostitute pay him.
Are we sure about that?
Stormy Daniels ordered to pay President Trump $292 in legal fees.
Jeez.
$293,000. This is the U.S. District Court, wherever she filed this. Plus, it's $292,000 for legal fees, plus $1,000 in sanctions. That's what we call kicking a horse while it's down.
Yeah.
Or a horse face in this case.
Ooh.
Remember when he called her a horse
Zing.
Face?
Good callback. I do remember that.
You know, when I send myself these stories, I'll throw a little line on there. Remember to call her horse face. this is good, though. This is good. He actually discounted it. It was a $390,000 legal bill, and he cut it down.
That was nice of him.
Yeah, that was nice of him. The court, the president asked the court for $800,000. But they cut it down to $290-something. So...
Think anyway. Anyone will ever see any of that money?
Probably.
Yeah?
Yeah, probably. I mean, she's a high-profile hooker. She's probably got a little money. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She's not broke.
No.
She's got movies.
I don't know.
I've never seen one, but no. I mean, she... I don't particularly find her that attractive. Now, maybe she was before the meth and the cocaine ate her up, but I don't think she's that attractive.
I never heard of her before all this.
I hadn't either. Not that I've heard of a lot of porn stars, but Stormy Day. I don't know. She just. I don't know why the president was fascinated with her. Whatever.
Yeah.
California's going to start taxing text messages, they think.
What?
Yeah. The California Public Utilities Commission scheduled to vote on the proposal next month. State regulators working on a plan to charge mobile phone users a text message fee intended to fund programs that make services accessible to low-income residents. So apparently, it's this dumbest thing I've ever heard of, I'll be honest with you. Because you can get around the text message fee. Like, if I have an Apple and you have an Apple,
right?
We're not sending text messages, we're sending iMessages. If we're using WhatsApp or some of these other things, they're not text messages.
It's true.
Facebook messaging...
Yeah, I mean, I wonder if it's just like a fee that's tacked on to like if you ever register a phone, you like it's added to your bill, you know,
like instead
your,
of like
your e-rate
text.
Fee and your this fee and your that fee. Like if you ever look at your phone bill, like you have all these fees and like you know you don't know what any
can
of them do.
Can you imagine if they text if this is a penny per text tax?
Penny per text?
Can you imagine what that would cost the average American? Right,
that's bananas.
Do you know how many text messages I send in a day?
I mean, probably as many as me or more.
I mean, just between you and me sending food back and forth to each other 20 or 30 a day.
Yeah.
I mean, just a day.
Like, hey, look, here's a pic. Oh, man, that looks good. What is it? Yeah. What'd you do? You know, anything cool?
Are those tomatoes?
Yeah.
Are those peppers?
Because we're going to call each other.
No,
that'd be gross.
Hell no. We're not dating.
No, we're also doing other things while we're doing this, so it's right. easy to do.
Get off my phone.
Yeah, ick.
It's icky.
Wrong.
Yeah.
You see the phone option come up? Wrong.
Actually, no. There's
and
some,
I will not be talking to you.
When I know there are people like you who don't use the phone
right.
and you call.
Right. Then I'll probably pick up.
But I know there are some people who use the phone and they call and don't
yeah,
pick
you're
up.
Like, eh, yeah, no. Text me.
I don't even have voicemail.
I love
That's
it.
How much I hate the phone.
I love it.
People call me. They're like, your voicemail's broken. I'm like, no, it's not.
No, it's not broken.
You know what I had to go through to get
That's a feature, not a bug.
You know what you have to go through to get the phone company to turn off your voicemail?
To just turn it off where it just rings?
No. I mean, like, you ring me, and after 6 or 7 rings, it'll say, the voicemail box is not set up. And it hangs up. It doesn't say it's full. It doesn't say, I mean, it just says it's not set up. I don't get that. You've called 334.
Right.
No, none of that. I mean, it's just, goodbye. I knew it was an option. I called Verizon. I said, hey, I'm done with voicemail. I don't want it. I check it. She said, just let your box get full. I said, the problem is after 90 days, the old ones roll off. New ones come in. People assume it's noticed. They call you. They say, well, I left you a voicemail. Lady, I don't listen to voicemails. I said, I got clients, people thinking that that's putting me on notice of stuff. Turn off my voicemail. It was a 2-hour ordeal with Verizon on the phone. 2 hours later, I finally got confirmation from some, like, it was like the assistant to the CEO, I think.
Right.
I'd gotten transferred to 39 people. Finally, I found somebody with the tech savvy to be able to turn my voicemail off. I recommend everybody do it.
It should just be an option.
I know.
Because, I mean, like, if
you know what my voicemail said before I turned it off? Don't leave me a voicemail.
Yeah.
I don't check this.
That's what mine used to say.
And it was always full.
Yeah.
Mr. Coleman, this is your doctor's office here. Hey, no, uh-uh. Don't leave me a voice message.
Text me.
Yeah.
You have the number.
Right. You obviously know it's a cell phone. I filled out mobile on my little whatever. Anyway. What were we talking about?
The text fee.
Oh, yeah. To hell with that.
A penny per text.
Nah, I don't know what it is.
But still. I mean, even if it's a tenth of a penny. I mean,
even if it was a penny a day, it's too much.
Yeah.
Text messaging is sacrosanct. Don't tax it. We need to encourage. Taxes should be for behavior you're trying to discourage. So you should tax the phone calls.
Yes. Heavily.
By, like, per minute. 39 cents a minute.
Just jack it back up to, like, pre-deregulation rates.
You remember when it was 45
like
cents?
$8.65 to call California a minute.
You remember when cell phones first came out? They were, like, 45 cents a minute. But you got a minute free?
Yeah, and remember when you had peak and off-peak and all that?
Oh, like, yeah. 10 cents after hours.
And, like, how did that even work? Because, like, then everyone would just wait till after hours and call. Like, it was just a scam.
9 p.m., cell phones went bananas.
Yeah.
But until 9 p.m., your phone didn't ring all day. Because after 9 p.m., you could talk.
Then, or you call people on your office line.
And then they talked. Then they introduced nights and weekends free.
Yep.
And it was like, okay, well, I'll get a zero-minute plan.
Yep.
And it'll cost me $10 a month. And I just won't answer the phone during the day. And I won't call anybody. And at 9 o'clock, I'll go bananas.
Call me after 9.
Got to get that voicemail disabled, people. Oh, the other thing that bothered me about Verizon. I had an iPad that had cell service.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could Wi-Fi, you could 4G it, whatever. Well, you know, after years, it's so slow anyway. We got to where we never take it out of the house. So I wanted to turn the cell service. That's $10 a month, $120 bucks a year.
Yeah.
I could buy a new iPad for a couple of years of that. And so I called Verizon. I said, hey, can you turn this off? Yeah, no sweat. We'll turn it off, Mr. Coleman. Yeah, got it. Okay, here's your confirmation number. Do I write it down? No. Your confirmation, you ready to write it down, sir? It's C1497 Sigma.
Niner. Did I hear a Niner in there?
Thanks, Tommy boy.
I mean, yes. It's a 28 letter
and
character.
So I look 2 days later, still on my bill. So I go in person to Verizon.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That's even worse idea.
Around Christmas. 900 people in line.
My palms are sweating.
2.5 hours
so
later, I'm laying down on a Chinese torture machine. The guy comes over, Mr. Coleman, I said, I called somebody. They told me they turned it off. He said, well, do you have that confirmation number? I was like, oh, come on, man. There was a Sigma in there somewhere.
Yeah.
A Niner, maybe. This guy assures me he's going to turn it off. I got it turned off, Mr. Coleman. You can check your bill. He said, it may take till Monday. This was like a Friday or Saturday. It may take till Monday. Monday rolls around. I pull up my bill, still there. Tuesday, pull up the bill, still there. And then randomly, the other night, I pull it up and it's gone. That's Verizon. The problem is you don't have a choice.
Right.
You know, talking about deregulation. Who's this?
Hey, fellas.
Right now.
What are they doing that out in California? What are they doing to put everybody on Apple? I mean, that sounds like a... Is that... I mean, they pushing somebody to...
I didn't think about that. Apple's a local company out there. Yeah, maybe they're trying to push everybody to Apple.
Yeah,
I thought about that.
On to the moon landing.
Except what?
Seven-dimensional chess.
Yeah, exactly.
On to the moon landing.
Yeah.
It's the only person the astronauts' wives, they all had the same hairdresser. They lived in the same neighborhood. They did everybody's birthday party together. They talked to the same people. The hairdresser report, I ain't going to go that deep, but I want to skim over this. The hairdresser is a big part of this. I mean, she is a big part. And, the only person that ever took up, a rockologist, that's what they kept complaining about, the scientists did. The only one that ever took up when he got back, guess what he was? Hmm. And what he is today, a politician. If you go out there to where you ain't supposed to go in Area 51,
yeah.
Everybody who works out there in the military that gets sent out there are told, we're working with electric, it's electricity looking, it's funky, it's way out in the future. They're told not to take pictures, not to do nothing, but they're also, every one of them been told, do not go in this area over here. There's a restricted area even they can't go in. So they get to play with these motors and get the, you know, these funky looking deals.
Bottom line, Randall, did we go to the moon?
We did not because we even killed three of our own people, folks. Yeah. I mean, the one that was about to tell, they killed him, burned him alive. I mean,
I think a lot of the people in Mission Control and all that think we did.
You had to. Look, man, it's the best. If we did not fake it, I'm telling you, Russia was way ahead of us. The only reason we got where we are is because of Russians, because we took one of them. And then we put him in a daggum cellar and locked him up and wouldn't let him do his job. And we faked it. But if we didn't, Russia was going to get there, and we wouldn't be here today.
Well, there's no doubt in my mind.
They are heroes for faking it, bro.
Yeah, I think that's kind of where I am. I'm glad they faked it.
Well, because Kennedy said that we would go to the moon by the end of the decade,
We had to go. What are we going to say? Americans are failures. We can't do what we had to.
I was going to say, politicians don't keep their promises.
Randall, I got to run. 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. Yeah. Got to do that little pregnant pause while I get the music going.
Right.
Amy Winehouse. You a big Winehouse fan?
I know you are. Yeah, I mean, I enjoy it. It's not like I go home and listen to the records, but
I do.
My wife really likes her.
Love Amy Winehouse. Got to be careful playing around the kids, though. But not this one. This is a classic.
He can only hold for so long. The lights are on, but no one's home. She's so vacant, her soul is taken. He thinks what she running from.
You get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Guests coming from holidays? If your carpet and upholstery is looking dirty and drab, give Peaches and Clean a call. Take advantage of the Peaches Internet Holiday Special. Get $20 off any of their services with a minimum order of $105. This includes carpet cleaning, upholstery cleaning, tile, and grout. And you can save $20 off a $105 gift certificate as well.
Hey, this is Jody from Peaches and Clean. Check out our website at peachesandclean.com for our Internet Holiday Specials.
Not valid with any other coupon or discount. You must mention Holiday Special when booking. Good only in the Tri-County Montgomery area and Lee County.
Sweet Creek Farm Market is where you'll find the largest selection of pecans and pecan products in town. Unique gifts and candles made in Alabama, paired with Sweet Creek's sweet treats, make for a perfect gift. Select your favorites for a customized gift basket. Sweet Creek Farm Market is a unique local treasure, and they're happy to help you ship your gifts anywhere in the nation. Sweet Creek Farm Market, 2 miles south of Taylor Road and Highway 231 in Pike Road.
Don't miss the first ever old-fashioned Christmas celebration at Kickback Ranch and Event Center. This festive event for the whole family takes place Sunday, December 16th between 2 and 7 p.m. Come tell Santa all of your Christmas wishes. Warm your hands around the bonfire and enjoy food trucks, hot apple cider face painting, and Christmas lights galore. That's Sunday, December 16th at Kickback Ranch and Event Center, located just off Highway 331 South in Raymer. For more information, visit kickbackranch.net.
Big A Tires been serving the Montgomery area 40 years, still going strong. They are Big A Tires, and they carry all tire brands. Price for your budget, including Michelin, Bridgestone, Firestone, Cooper, also Michelin, BF Goodrich, and Uniroyal at Dealer Invoice. If you need an oil change, they can take care of it. They also align your car and replace any parts needed. Make sure when it comes to car or truck repair, you see Big A Tire just past Bama Lanes on the Atlanta Highway.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru.
Well, hi, everybody. More good news today with lots of sunshine again, a little warmer, still below normal, but a high temperature of 57 is better. Tonight, increasing clouds, not as cold, overnight low 43. Tomorrow, high temperature near 60, a cloudy day, chance of an afternoon shower. Then showers become likely and maybe a few thunderstorms tomorrow night into Friday. Low tomorrow night, 52, Friday's high 56, and then on Saturday. With a high in the upper 50s and partly sunny skies, there could be an isolated shower somewhere in the area. Nice day Sunday, high near 60. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At Sage Legacy Council, we help families by protecting the assets of loved ones in a nursing home or those in need of long-term care. Call 649-4911. That's 649-4911.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
After 9 o'clock. Dave Mowry's in. Jack is out. If you tuned in for Jack, tune back in tomorrow. That's what I said yesterday. But I mean it this time.
Right, he means it.
Jack only makes me a liar about 3 days a week. The rest of the time, we're fine. The rest of the time, we're fine. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. 272-9228. This hour of the program brought to you in part by a place we dine together often, dude.
That's right.
Midtown Pizza Kitchen. People say, but very, very, man, you only go to Midtown Pizza Kitchen because they advertise. Wrong. The reason they advertise is because I was in there 3 days a week. And they thought, well, at least we ought to use the guy who eats here all the time. He's going to give us a great recommendation on the air. Absolutely, amigos. I love Midtown Pizza Kitchen. It has been for years my favorite restaurant in town, longer than I've been on the radio show. It's been my favorite restaurant in town. I go there all the time. I'm addicted to the pizza. I love the shrimp a la mode. The mushroom rav is amazing. The eggplant parm is dynamite. It is absolutely to die for. It's not fried. It's not covered up in noodles. It's done like they do it in the old world. The salads are great. If you just want a nice, big, fresh salad, you don't want to be weighed down all day. Just dynamite. There's so much going on. So much going on at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Appetizers, desserts, the lasagna. The best lasagna I've ever had. I mean, sorry, Mom.
Sorry, Ma.
I know Mom listens, and I love Mom's lasagna. It's my second favorite lasagna. But Midtown Pizza Kitchen takes cake. Get out there when you get a chance. Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. The special, I'll tell you about it as we get closer to the lunch hour. You know, want to know what the biggest accomplishment of the Trump presidency is so far? The one that's going to have the longest ranging effects.
We're one.
Trump has 30 circuit judges.
Yeah.
30.
Trump and Cocaine Mitch, baby.
30 circuit judges that he's gotten approved. The most recent one is a guy named, what's his name, Kobe? Why can I not say, Jonathan Kobe's. That's a pretty cool name, to be honest with you. Judge Kobe's. Anyway, Judge Kobe's, he's a judge on the 8th Circuit Court of Appeals now after a 50-50 tie was broken by Vice President Mike Pence yesterday. You might say to yourself, how do we have a 50-50 tie in the Senate on a judge? Don't we have 51 Republicans up there? Yes, 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 that's true. But one of them is a flake.
Literally.
Jeff Flake, once again, bailed out. He said he's not voting for anybody else to be a judge until he gets his stupid bill on protecting Mueller, which is totally unnecessary. Totally unnecessary. So that's what's going on up at the court system. I'm going to get to this Flynn sentencing memo shortly. I'm not going to do it now. It's a little early for it. It's heavy, frankly. But I'm going to get to it at some point. If you're sitting by wondering. There's also another sentencing memo nobody's talking about. Probably because it makes the intelligence community look ridiculous. And that is the James Wolfe sentencing memo. I also have a copy of that. I have not had a chance to read it all, I'll be honest with the audience. I did read chunks of it, but it's 40-something pages long, and it just came out last night. I haven't had a chance to read it all. Who's this?
That's Papa B.
Papa B. What's going on, my friend?
Well, you know, have you ever seen a man more appropriately named than Jeff Flake?
No, you know, the thing is, he had to have been compromised. He had to have been compromised at some point because Jeff Flake was a rock-ribbed, solid conservative when he was in the House. He was a leader.
Yeah.
I remember him going to CPAC years ago, like I think when he was running for Congress, maybe, or shortly after. He was a rock star. I mean, the place was eating out of his hands. The guy that runs the ACU, I can't remember his name right now, the American Conservative Union, Schlapp. That guy was loving Jeff Flake, you know, just fawning all over him. He gets to the Senate and becomes a total dud. A guy like that is compromised. I'm sorry. A guy like that is compromised.
He is. Maybe, you know, his good friend Chris Coons could answer some questions about that. But we'll find out later, maybe. Regarding all of this little dust-up that happened with the president and Pelosi and Reed, Schumer.
Oh, yeah, Chuck.
It looked to me like he was, like the president was picking a fight.
I think
Did
he was.
Did he come off that way to you?
Oh, absolutely. I think he was.
I think that he, look, you know, there's a lot of people, including myself, that have in times past not given President Trump the credit that he obviously deserves for being able to take an issue and turn it into something good, really. And, you know, I think it might be the same way on this little border wall dust-up with Democrats. I think he might have them more in a box than they have him in a box when it comes to that versus the government shutdown, and he knows it. So what do you think is going to be the next step and outcome of this?
Of the border wall? Or of the dust-up with Schumer and Pelosi?
Well,
I think Trump, I'm in the minority here. I think Trump got the better of Pelosi and particularly Schumer. You know what Trump should have done?
Yeah.
Honest to God, he should have said, and I'll pull up the clip and play it. He should have said, you know what I'm going to do, Chuck? He should have said this to Chuck Schumer in the White House. You know what I'm going to do, Chuck? And since we're talking about a shutdown, in the event you guys don't fund my border wall, I'm going to spend tens of millions of dollars in advertising around the country. And the only thing I'm going to play is the video of you talking about immigration reform, talking about how illegal immigration's wrong, that it needs to be stopped. Just listen to this, Papa B. Listen to Chuck Schumer on immigration reform not long ago.
The first of these seven principles is that illegal immigration is wrong, plain and simple. Until the American people are convinced that we will stop future flows of illegal immigration, we will make no progress on dealing with the millions of illegal immigrants who are here now and on rationalizing our system of legal immigration. It's plain and simple and unavoidable. When we use phrases like undocumented workers, we convey a message to the American people that their government is not serious about combating illegal immigration, which the American people overwhelmingly oppose.
I think if Donald Trump just played that on a loop, it so undermines and undercuts everything Chuck Schumer stands for today. It so undermines and undercuts everything the Democratic Party stands for today and says today. And just say, look, Chuck Schumer is not serious. He's not a serious human being. He's a liar. He's shutting things down because he's anti-Trump. Here is what Chuck Schumer really believes about illegal immigration, that he knows the American people want the government to be serious about stopping future flows of immigrants. He knows that when they use phrases like undocumented workers, it conveys the message that they're not serious about illegal immigration and that illegal immigration is wrong. That's the real Chuck Schumer. And he ought to use it as an object lesson for Trump derangement syndrome. Thanks for your call, Papa B. I do have to run. He ought to use it as an object lesson for Trump derangement syndrome and say, this is what I do to people. Because they're so opposed to me, they take positions opposite of what they really and truly believe, like building a wall. And I think he will begin to show, he'll undermine the entire Democrat Party. He'll undermine Schumer. He'll undermine the Senate, which is going to be opposed to him. He'll undermine all the never-Trumpers. By just showing my mere existence, the fact that I'm right on this issue, something they agree with deep down. Go back to the 2006 vote and show how Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer both voted to fund a border wall in total. It just was never built. But you know why they voted to fund it? Because they knew they had a globalist like George W. Bush in charge who was never going to build a damn wall. They knew he wasn't going to build a wall so they could vote for it all day long. Because they knew the people wanted it, but the Chamber of Commerce didn't.
Truth.
I don't think it's a coincidence that Jeff Sessions returned to Alabama last night was so that he could make a Chamber of Commerce dinner. 900 people. I don't think that was a coincidence. I'm not knocking the Chamber of Commerce, but I kind of am. They're just pro-illegal immigration. That's fine. It's a weird place for Jeff Sessions to make his return, though. I'll be honest. He's supposed to be the big anti-immigration guy. They're anti-illegal immigration guy, and Chamber of Commerce, the biggest pro-illegal immigration outfit in the country.
Million young boys screaming out their word to a world full of people just living to be heard. Future generations grind on highways that we build. I hope they have a better understanding. Check it out. Going to work on Monday.
To liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Honey?
Yeah?
Do you think it's safe using all these extension cords?
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
Actually, too many extension cords can be dangerous. Call Crosby Electric to add new outlets.
Sure is dark in our yard.
Good. We'll sleep better.
Maybe you will.
Crosby Electric does landscaping lighting for beauty and safety, as well as security lighting for peace of mind.
Oh, darn. The vacuum cleaner just tripped a breaker.
Honey, never vacuum while I'm making popcorn.
Tripping breakers can indicate a potential fire hazard. You really should have it checked out by Crosby Electric, serving the River Region for almost 50 years.
Sweetheart, are you ever afraid that lightning could damage our electrical system?
Afraid? Come on. No. Maybe we should call Crosby. You know, just give him a call.
Whole house surge protection can protect you and your possessions. For an assessment and for all your electrical needs, call Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
With the holiday season comes more chaos, more spending, and more people. But WOW is here to help you manage the madness. Get our super fast internet for $29.99 per month when you add our most popular TV package for just $35 more per month, with Showtime included for 6 months. That's everything you need to keep everyone entertained and save more than $500. Bundle up and save. Call 1-855-WOWWAY2 or visit wowway.com to learn more. 2-year agreement required. Offer for new customers subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Hey, at Marguerite's, we make it. We really make it. And we're very proud of our Christmas specials that we've had for over 15 years now. Make them very affordable. This year, it's as easy as 1, 2, 3 at Marguerite's. We have a Tiffany Solitaire Diamond Necklace, about 7 points, all in 14-karat white, yellow, rose gold for $100. No one does that in the country except for Marguerite's. Tiffany Solitaire Necklace for just $100 with fine Marguerite's quality diamonds. We're open 7 days a week. United.
From United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort.
As we enter the end of the year and holiday season, we want to let the River Region know we have some new and improved financing available with approved credit with payments as low as $90 a month on a new energy efficient system.
Monthly payments as low as $90 with no down payment. That's like Christmas all the time for everyone.
And remember, we can also clear your slow or clogged drains from all your holiday company coming over like Cousin Eddie.
Okay, and every family has a Cousin Eddie.
Or maybe your breakers keep tripping after all your Christmas lights were put up. We can help with that, too.
New and improved financing, off-season pricing, free estimates, clogged drains, breakers overloaded. Let United help you this holiday season. Call today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
Jane Ray, account executive at Blue Water Broadcasting. From our family to yours, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Steve Winwood. I wonder if he's still touring. I'd go see him.
Little Stevie?
Yeah, I wouldn't hate that show.
He's been around forever.
Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. 272-9228. My friends over at Penny Earn Concrete Technologies. I'm serious about this. Guys, that is a great company. That is a great company that does really, really great work. He sent me a picture yesterday. Tom Latham did, over at Penny Earn Concrete Technologies. Sent me a picture of a walkway they had done. I mean, just a simple walkway. How many people have gotten walkways done? But would you rather your walkway just be boring concrete, or would you rather your walkway look like that? Look at that. That is gorgeous. I mean, that is trimmed up and stamped. And I mean, that is really, really... It looks like gigantic 2-foot by 2-foot tiles. I mean, that is a really, really classy walkway there. Tom Latham could do that for you. I mean, anything from just a walkway to a patio to the foundation of your home to, I mean, you know, a gigantic skating rink, polished concrete, stained, dyed, stamped, outdoor vacation destinations and more. Give Tom Latham a call. 284-9292. Tom Latham over at Penny Earned Concrete Technologies. Penny Earned Concrete Technologies. 284-9292 or check them out online. PennyEarned.co. PennyEarned.co. Not .com. PennyEarned.co. Headline here, polio-like disease spreads. Record number of cases reported as children suffer paralysis.
Wow.
Now, a couple of points on this. It's really only affecting children, not really affecting adults. The disease or the illness or the condition they're calling acute flaccid myelitis. I guess the reason being it's acute because it's sudden and severe. Flaccid meaning that they're getting all, you know, they have no rigidity in their muscles, no ability to move. And myelitis meaning something medical that is advanced and beyond my ability to articulate. Acute flaccid myelitis. It's gotten 158 people across 36 states this year, but 311 reports are still being evaluated. Texas had the most cases at 21. Colorado has 15. Lest you think it's, a border situation, New Mexico only has one, Arizona two, California four. So generally speaking, if it was coming out of Mexico, it would impact those three states, probably California as much as Texas, if not more. So, looks like Tennessee is one of the few states to escape it. Alabama has four cases. It's an interesting deal. It affects children primarily, and it affects them primarily from about August to November. That's back to school season.
Mm-hmm.
That's pre-flu. The disease affects the spinal cord, the area of the spinal cord called gray matter.
Mm.
Causes the muscles and reflexes in the body to become weak.
Mm.
I don't know. They're trying to find a viral cause of this thing. I was going to, Dave, one day if I was alone this week. I was going to do my... It would probably take 2 or 3 hours to do it. My rant on Richard Nixon's war on cancer and how it destroyed science. How it led to the problems we have with global warming research and AIDS research and cancer research and virology and everything else. Richard Nixon's war on cancer destroyed science in this country. It set us back decades, if not a century, in science. Not that science isn't still being done, but the breadth and pace and conclusions of science are not where they should be had Richard Nixon not derailed it. We'll get to there. Investigators have suspected it's caused by a virus called EVD68. The 2014 wave coincided with a lot of EVD68 infections, and the virus remains the leading hypothesis. This, according to Dr. Ruth Linfield, a member of a 16-person acute flaccid myelitis task force that the CDC established last month to offer advice to disease detectives. But there's disagreement about how strong of a suspect EVD68 is. Waves of AFM and that virus haven't coincided in other years.
Oh.
And testing is not finding a virus in every case. CDC officials have been increasingly cautious about saying the virus triggered the illness in this outbreak. Now, I'm going to read you one more fact about AFM, acute flaccid myelitis. Can't say flaccid enough.
I know, right?
Also a mystery, while over 17 countries have reported scattered cases of AFM, none of them have seen cyclical surges like in the United States. If you look at the surges in the United States, I'm going to tell you over the last 4 years which months have had the highest surges. August of 18, August of 16, August of 14. The next highest months, September of 14, September of 16, September of 18. And then you've got October, October, October. So there's something going on every 2 years around the start of school. Am I triggering anything?